This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2390. I'm Jeff Offen, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. No show on Monday. It's Memorial Day in the United States. I'm going to take a day off and kind of coast a little bit. Do a little barbecue if the weather's nice enough. Have a nice time. Ease up a little bit. It's a holiday. And I'm also going to take off the week of Father's Day in the United States. I'm traveling to visit my son, and I'm going to spend some time with him. So no show that week as well. Today I've got one for those of you who are interviewing with startups, and it's about negotiating the package with them, negotiating the options, and all the other stuff that comes involved with working for a startup. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. 2 weeks until episode 2400. And now, let's get going. You finished interviewing with a startup, and now they're ready to make an offer. The deal isn't completely about salary or bonuses. There's an options part of this, and it's probably the most important part of it that you're going to have to negotiate. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm a career and leadership coach. I worked in search for many years, and I want to help you do a better job or understand what to look for in your negotiation as part of obtaining a great package, so that when the founders exit, when the firm might be sold, or it goes public, you have a chance to profit by it. So the first thing is, you know, when do you start earning options? So that's normally referred to as a cliff. And normally you start earning the options after your first year, or the award takes place after a year of work. You just want to check the proposal to ensure that there's a cliff that's clearly specified. You really don't want to wait more than a year. And then from there, what's the vesting period that's going to take place after that? Are you going to earn shares monthly, quarterly, biannually? Like, how's this going to work? You also want to look at a low strike price. And by that, think of it as being the value of the stock or the options that are awarded to you. That, you know, in terms of options, it's the lowest purchase price. In terms of the stock, what its value is at the time that it's awarded. So that in this way, if there's an exit, if private equity moves in, you have a chance to capitalize at the time of acquisition as well. And that next part of this is that as options are earned in the future, the load is spread equally. So whatever it is, you don't want to be looking at 10% the first year, 1% the second year, 9% the third. You want to look at something that has some clarity to it, and the load of earning is earned over the year, over a clear period of time. And with that, you want to make sure that there's not a big backload on this, so that you're making it in your 10th year with the firm. So in the first year, you get 10%. In the fifth year, you get it up to 20%. And at the end of 10 years, you get the full 100%. No, don't do that. Look at it as being equal periods or equal amounts per period of time for the load. If there is a change in ownership or an exit that occurs, you want to look and see what's going to happen to these options or shares that are part of the proposal, and you want to get them fully earned at the time of the exit. And of course, once employees start heading for the hills and you've got options, can you keep your options? Do you need to sell them back at that time at the original price? Like, where's the profit for you at the time of exit? So that when the founders leave, when a number of the employees, the major employees leave, like, you know, the board members, for example, sell out the firm, what's going to be in it for you at that point? Or are you stuck with the acquirer and trapped in there? So these are a couple of things to look at. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site and go exploring. There's a lot there that will help you with job search, hiring more effectively, management leadership, and resolving workplace issues. In addition, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, you can schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule time for coaching. You can find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's a lot there to help you. And I'll also mention, if this isn't the right time for you to do that, just put the address in your phone. Again, thebiggamehunter.us. In the notes field, put the phrase job search blog, my name, Jeff Altman, is the contact, and this way you can get in touch with me in the future. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day and be great. We'll be right back.